This morning I'm burning with a passion, well, I think I kind of do, but this morning I just feel particularly moved by God, because I just know in my heart that God has got so much for every one of us. And I look around church, I look around people, I look at church people, and I just see people are kind of struggling, not getting into all that God has got. And my heart and passion this morning is to release something of the fire of God's love and his peace and his joy, to bring heaven to earth for you and your experience, as Holy Spirit anoints me and anoints my lips to bring forth his word to you. There's lots of powerful stuff that I really believe God wants to bring. But Gordon's asked me to be brief, so that's me finished. You know? You're kidding. I've got about 25? Okay, it's fine, it's great. Okay, well, the title of this morning's little speak is Walking in God's Best. And before I do that, before we walk into that speak, I want to refresh with you a testimony, which I know I have shared here before, but I want to add a little bit to it. You'll be aware of a young woman who I released God's healing love over at the caravan site on the West Coast, Port Ban. It was about 15 months ago or so. She had PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. She basically had no periods. She wanted to get married. She wanted a baby. And her mother asked me if I would pray with her. I'd shared some testimonies of what God had been doing. And simply, as I've already told you before, I released God's love over her. And she was healed. Period started. She got married and she had a baby. Let's look at Ella. There she is. Glory to God. Little Ella. Now, I saw Ella when I was at my caravan just in June, and I thought, I must have a photograph of Ella. So with Mum's permission, she says, I can use this anywhere in the world. But let's give glory to God, because Jesus heals. Amen. Jesus restores. Yes. But there's more than just this one picture. Hold it just at the moment, Laurie. Hold it at the moment. I want to tell another little story. I'm going to show you this. This is exciting stuff. The lady's, the girl's mother came to me a little while ago, and she said, Malcolm, you won't believe it, but we have another problem. I thought, surely you're not wanting one as well, are you? Don't record that. I know the lady. And she said, well, she says, my son has got married, and his wife is also barren. She too has PCOS and can't have babies. So she said, would I pray for her? So being the kind of guy I am, I said, no. And you're looking at me thinking, what's all that about? So you see, because it's not about me anymore, it's about you. It's about Christ in me and me in Christ. All of him in me and all of me in him. It's partnership, okay? It's partnership. It's co-mission, co-missioning with Jesus, co-laboring with him. But God said to me, anoint her hands. So I said to the lady, I said to the mother, I said, hold your hands out. I said, because I'm going to anoint you with the power and fire that I carry. And you're going to lay hands on your daughter-in-law, and she's going to get pregnant. Now, I stepped out in faith by saying that. I thought, gee whiz, you know. But I will do that, because when I hear the word of God, I will release it. So she put her hands there, held her hands out, and I went, on her hands in the name of Jesus, receive healing. Go and lay hands on your daughter-in-law. Look at the fruit. Next one, twins. Adam and Megan. Is that walking in God's best? I think so. I think you do too. Because this is what God has got for every one of us. That we all walk in his best. And I want to encourage you all with that this morning. Now, there's quite a lot to try and get through, but I'll get through as much as I can. I want you please to turn with me. No, actually, no need to turn with me, because it's going to be on the screen in a second. Romans 12:2. Laurie, thank you. Here we go. We know the scripture well. We all quote the first part of it, but we don't always necessarily quote the second part. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we always kind of stop there, don't we? But the next bit is so valuable. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, I want to spend a few moments quickly on this. There's a lot of teaching just in that very, just in the language itself. God doesn't say, it'd be a good idea if you're not conformed to the pattern of this world. It's an imperative. It's an instruction. He's saying to you, do not be conformed to this world. He then goes on to say, but be transformed. Again, it's an instruction. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? Well, here's the reason. The second part is the reason. Then you will be able to, and only because you're thinking with the mind of Christ, only because your mind is transformed, you've taken on the mind of Christ, only then will you be able to see and receive and flow with the goodness of God. You'll be able to test, approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and pleasing purposes for you. You will experience it. You will experience it to the full. I'm walking in that. That's not unusual. You can all walk in that. It's for absolutely every one of us. Don't think for one second that because I'm doing some interesting stuff that you can't. I want to say to every one of you in this room today, you are just as powerful. You have just as much access to the kingdom of God and to the heavens as I do, as Gordon, as anybody else. I want to declare that over you. My heart is to release to you today the fullness and the richness of heaven, that you too will walk in everything that God has got for you. Now, I'll say this to you. No anointed preacher or teacher can give you the mind of Christ. It's not anyone's gift. It's the gift of Jesus. And when you become a Christian, when you give your life to Jesus, when you receive him as your Lord, however you receive him, he gives you a party bag. Oh, yes, I've got some humor. He gives you a party bag. Little children love party bags, end of parties. Lots of little things in it. Well, God's got stuff in a party bag for you. I don't have time to go into everything in the party bag. But something in that party bag for you is a new brain. Oh, yes, the mind of Christ. You immediately receive that. So I can't say to you, you know, have the mind of Christ. Here, I'll anoint you with it. I can't do that. It's not my gift. It's the gift of Jesus. He paid for that at Calvary. He paid for that at the cross. It's his gift. We can't do that. But what I can do is encourage you to switch it on. It's like having a phenomenal, call it a TV system, stereo system. That's an absolutely amazing piece of kit. And it looks great in your living room. And you show your friends this incredible £2,000 worth of TV and what have you. And you know, that's wonderful. What does it do? I don't know. You know, no idea. But it looks good, doesn't it? It looks great, doesn't it? It's the very latest. Oh, is it? Right. No idea what it does. But you only get the benefit of it when you switch it on. I know you're hearing me. I can see it in your faces. And so it is with the mind of Christ. Jesus wants us to switch it on. And how do we do that? No, it's not electronic. It's in our hearts. You know that. You know that. And I know you know that. And this morning I'm going to encourage you to take a fresh look at this scripture, a fresh look at this word, and say, Jesus, today I want to walk in the fullness of all that you've got for me. I want to receive everything that you've got in heaven for me. I don't want to miss out on one little drop. And I'm determined today, Jesus, by active, conscious step of faith, I'm going to step forward. I'm going to say, I'm thinking with the mind of Christ. I'm going to lay aside the things of the world. I'm not going to be conformed to the ways of the world. I'm going to be conformed to the ways of the kingdom of God. And do you know what God does? When you're born again, Nicodemus said, what happens? Do I go back into a woman and be born again? No, not that. That's physical. It's spiritual. You know that. I'm telling you things that you know. But I want to reinforce it to you with this scripture in the background. Well, in the foreground. What God does, when you give your life to Jesus, you have a DNA transplant. Not your physical DNA. You have the DNA of your earthly mother and father. That doesn't change. But what God does, when you say, I receive you as my Lord, you're taken out spiritually of the line of Adam. And you're adopted into the line of Christ. I want you to hear that just again one more time. You're taken out of the line of Adam, the broken line of Adam. And you're transported miraculously, grafted into Christ. You have the DNA of Jesus. You have everything that you need to be the men and women of God that he's called you to be. You've already got it. Nobody can give it to you. No preacher can give it to you because you've already got it. But my heart today is to encourage you to switch on the mind of Christ and to think with the mind of Christ, to see things the way Christ sees them. So what happens when the mind is fully switched on? What happens? Well, when I prophesy over people, I'm in the third heaven. I see in the heavens. I see what God is saying to people. I have pictures, images. I see words. I see angels holding up boards. I'm transported in the spirit into the heavens. Often when I prophesy, not every time, but often when I do. I'm seeing with the eyes of Jesus. I'm seeing what he sees. It's not a mystery. It's practical. Because I'm not going to be conformed to the pattern of this world, no matter what happens to me. No matter what my journey may take, where my journey may take me. I'm not interested in bowing down to those circumstances. Because I'm a man of God. I'm a man of the kingdom of God. And I'm determined that I'm going to think with the mind of Christ. I'm going to look at my circumstances through the eyes of Jesus. And when I speak to people, I hear what Jesus is saying. Because I hear with the ears of Jesus. I think things with the mind of Christ. I can look at somebody. I can look at a situation and circumstances. And I can say, well, yeah, I can see where you are. I'm not going to partner with you where you are. And with the issues you have. What I will do is agree with the heavens that God has got something better for you. And you're going to go forward into that. That's what I do. Now, that's not being uncaring, uncompassionate. I'm saying to you, hey, there's a higher way. Let's walk together, shall we? Let's do it together. Let's think with the mind of Christ. Let's call upon Holy Spirit and say, Jesus, I want what you've got for me. I've ministered to many, many people, particularly in the last 3 years since I've been involved in California. And God has opened up so, so, so much. It's been absolutely amazing. It's phenomenal. It's a privilege. I have to say that. It's an absolute honor and a privilege to be used by God in this way. And I've seen lives transformed because I can look at somebody and they can tell me what their issues are. I respect their issues, but I won't partner with their issues. There's an important difference there. I hope you catch my heart on that. I care an awful lot about people, awful lot, and their circumstances. But I'm not going to get alongside them and sit in the pit with them. I'm saying, Jesus, what are you saying? God's saying, well, look, this is what I have for you. Because I'm hearing with the mind of Christ. I'm thinking with the mind of Christ. I'm hearing what Jesus... So I just release with the lips of Christ the life-giving word that calls that person forth. And they get up out of the pit. And they leave behind the old ways. And they go on with what God has got for them. I've seen many, many people so blessed with what God is doing and saying. And there are times when I prophesied over people and please don't misunderstand this. I don't take any glory for myself whatsoever. I give it all to Jesus. I'm encouraged and excited when people come back to me with feedback and say, well, you said this, you shared that. Maybe a few weeks ago, a few months ago, even some people come back a year later and said, wow, that was amazing. What's happened? And I say, God, to you be the glory. People's lives are transformed. Your life can be transformed when you switch on the mind of Christ. And it's something only you can do. I can't do it. Gordon can't do it. None of the elders can do it. It's for you to come before God and say, thank you for this incredible gift that you've given me. Thank you for the mind of Christ. Jesus, I just want to use it to the full. Just show me. I actively, right now, I do something very silly. I know you wouldn't believe that of me. Some of you might, particularly my son, Jeff. But he's had good training. I don't know whether to do this with you guys or not. I don't know. Yes, I will. I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm leaving on Wednesday, so it's okay. Right, I'm going to do it. Right, okay. Switching on the mind of Christ, I see it sort of kind of as a prophetic act, okay? And it's not as silly as it's going to sound. It's not as silly as it's going to sound. I hope you can run with me in this. It's a bit of good fun. But I'll tell you, I've experienced in some of the meetings that I've led, some of the teachings that I've brought at Bethel in the Healing Rooms ministry, some incredible experiences of people just being so touched when they kind of do this. You don't have to do it. If you'd like to do it, you're welcome. It's an invitation, not a requirement. If you want to do this with me as a prophetic act, do that. Okay, you don't have to if you don't want to. It's not compulsory in the slightest. Okay, most. If you look to the person on your right and left, you see they're doing it, so you can do it too. Okay, that's fine. Now, what I want you to do, on the count of three, I want you to twist to the right or left, either way you like. And on the count of three, And I'm going to share this with you prophetically because of your heart and you're inclined to run with God and receive a bit of prophetic fun, let's call it that. That something's going to happen inside you. 3, 2, 1, now, in Jesus' name. Switch on the mind of Christ. It's not as silly as it might sound. It's a bit of fun, I know. But in a sense, you've taken a prophetic step to say, Jesus, I'm actively cooperating with you. Now, you're not going to fall off your seat. I hope not. But I'll tell you this much, and I prophesy this over you, that many of you will experience change of what's been happening here this morning. Because you're hungry for God. I'm looking at your eyes. I'm seeing you. I'm looking at hungry people here who are saying, God, there must be so much more than what I'm experiencing. And Jesus is saying, yes, there is. Do you know what happened in the Garden of Eden? When Eve was deceived and Adam sinned, the relationship between God and his creation was ruptured. God had given Adam the keys to the kingdom. Adam sinned. He blew it. He blew it sky high. The enemy comes along and says, I love those keys, thank you. And he took the keys. Adam had given them away. That wasn't the end of the story. God didn't call an emergency committee meeting of the Trinity to say, hey guys, what are we going to do? Look what Adam's done, you know? No. God had the solution to the problem before the problem was even expressed. How do we know that? John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. That word, capital W, is Jesus. Jesus was there right at the beginning. I know we kind of know that in our heads, but I want you to know it in your experience and recognize that God's plan was there from before the beginning of time. What happened? Jesus died on the cross. 3 days later, he rose again. Again, we know that, the Easter story. What happened in that three-day period? The scriptures don't tell us an awful lot. In fact, very, very little. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to suggest this to you. It's not theology, I'm just putting a suggestion to you. But I feel something deep inside. That there would have been maybe some kind of conversation between Jesus and the enemy. And he went up to the enemy and said, I'm having those keys back. My blood has paid for those keys. The keys to the kingdom are now mine. I'm having them back. The enemy could do nothing but give them back to Jesus. And what did Jesus do with them? He's given them to you and me. He's given them to us because we have authority here in this, on this earth. We are not just his ambassadors. Yes, we are. But he wants us to be Jesus to this world. I could even go, I would say, not even like Jesus. I will state further and say he wants us to be Jesus. Because if we are so filled with his life and his love, his power, his peace and the passion of heaven, well then when we meet people, they're going to see Jesus. Jesus says, those who have seen me have seen the Father also. And I'm going to say this to you, and this is not arrogance. I believe it's the word of God. My heart is that I am so filled with Jesus that when people look at me, they'll see something of Jesus. They'll see something of God the Father. But I believe that is scriptural. In fact, I know it is. I know it is. And so it is for every one of you in this room today. Oh, but I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. It's the word of God to you. It's the word of God. You either believe the word of God or you don't. And I'm saying to you, I know in this room today, there's a lot of hungry people who are burning with a passion, a deep inside. God, I don't know what to do. And I don't know how to do it. But I believe God is giving you keys this morning. Switch on the mind of Christ. We did a funny little prophetic thing, but I actually believe in it. I might believe in it more than you do, but I know it's real. And I've seen people when I've been teaching this in Bethel to classes, I've seen people just sort of suddenly, they look different. Things have happened. I'm encouraging you guys, and I'm saying to you, switch on the mind of Christ. Think thoughts of Christ. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't see yourself as the enemy would whisper to you. Oh, look what you did yesterday. Look at those thoughts you had. Look how you treated your wife, how you treated the kids, and so it goes on. We all have the enemy whispering in us, in our ear, but I'm not going to listen to that. And if there's anything I need to put right with God, I'll put it right with God, and I'll put it right immediately. That's my heart to do that. And with people around me who I love and trust, who speak into my life, I say, hey, you speak into my life. You see something that's not right, you just tell me. I want you to love me enough to tell me. so that I can get it put right, so I can continue to walk the Christ-like walk, and it's my heart to do it. It really is. I'm excited. I haven't even looked at my notes yet, by the way. How long have we got? It's okay. I believe this is of God. I believe God is showing you some interesting stuff. And you say to yourself, oh, but I haven't got much to give. Oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. Laurie, can we have Luke 6, please? There we go. Luke 6, verse 38. Again, here's an instruction. It says, give. It will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. What does that tell us? It means that what you've got, you can give away. Oh, I haven't got much to give away. That's okay. Maybe you haven't. What did the widow give in the temple? She put her little mite in whatever that was, a tiny sum of money, but she gave everything. And God saw that she'd given everything. Jesus was standing there at the temple coffers. He saw what she gave. She gave everything. She gave more than the rich man did, because she gave everything. And do you know what God's word says to us? When you give, it will be given to you. Do you know the more you give, the more you will receive? It's a kingdom principle. God cannot fail you. And I'm talking not just about money. Money's included. I can't speak on that just now. I could, but I won't. But money's part of this too. But giving what God has poured into your life. Oh, well, I'm this and I'm that. And I said, it doesn't matter. Give what you've got. Get alongside somebody. Love them, bless them, minister them, hug them. Get them a meal. Invite them around for coffee. The more you give, it will be given to you. A good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running all over. Abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. You can do it. Yes. Because you've got the mind of Jesus. Switch it on. Use it. Live it. Be it. Experience it. Because it's you. It's yours. It's for every one of us in this room today. And I'm excited. You might have noticed that. I get really passionate when I see God just releasing heaven to earth. It's absolutely phenomenal. Wow. Okay. No. What I would like to do is to invite the ministry team down, please. So the ministry team, just wherever you are, if you would, just come and stand here. Just come and, that's it, thanks. And what I'm going to invite you, it may be none of you, maybe, but some of you might be all of you. It doesn't matter. It's great. I'm going to invite you to come down here today and receive a personal touch from men and women whose lives are totally committed to Jesus, who want to give Jesus away to you. Men and women who are consumed with the love and passion and fire of God. And for you to be touched afresh today. Impartation, spirit impartation, laying on of hands is a gift from God. Jesus did it himself. It's powerful. It's phenomenal. And I would invite you right now, if you would like to come and just receive a fresh touch from Jesus. Yes, I can release a fire anointing over all of you. And I do that, and I've done that. But come and receive from Jesus now. Come and receive from him. I invite you to come down. Please don't be shy. Don't be shy. No one's kind of watching you. It's not like that. No one's watching you. But Jesus is saying, please come. Because I want to fill you with my life and my love and my power. I want you to be empowered people. I want you to fulfill my prayer. And the prayer of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it's already done in heaven. Do you know? At Calvary, Jesus paid the price 2,000 years ago. All we have to do is receive it. We don't have to earn it, work up a froth or a foam. We don't have to deserve it. We just come to receive it. And I'm saying to you today, right now, if you feel you'd like to, just come and receive a fresh touch. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless every one of you in this room. I bless your body. I bless your soul. And I encourage you to switch on and stay switched on for Jesus. And you'll do great exploits in his name. Amen. Amen.